Hey there, I'm Beth Donaldson, an entrepreneur that puts hustle and heart into everything I do. The Hustle and Heart podcast will give you real and raw advice about overcoming and embracing failures, challenges, and obstacles in order to climb to the top. But it all begins with you. Listen in to each episode to harness your power and achieve more than you ever thought possible. Get ready to own it all because you deserve it. Hey everyone, I hope your summer has been going great and you've been able to take some time to exhale and recharge. I know we all need that sometimes. So today I'm going to be sharing my thoughts and experiences on the creative process of building something, as it can relate to business and other aspects of life. So being creative comes super easy to me, and it's something I absolutely love about myself. Whether that's in the kitchen while mixing up my favorite meals, details of home decor, my backyard oasis, or my businesses, being able to think outside the box and create something extraordinary is one of the best feelings in the entire world. The crazy thing is how it all starts with just one step. And then next thing you know, you've created something magical. To create a life where you're thriving and not just surviving, you must focus on creating a compelling future. Pick anything, a goal, a dream, or a desire that you want so freaking much, you're going to find yourself compelled to make it happen. And don't be modest or shy about what you want to do with your life. So let me ask you, do you feel like you're creative? I believe we all have a creative side to us, if we're willing to embrace it. It's simply a matter of opening your mind and heart to the ideas that cross you in daily life or even in your dreams. You may find this kind of interesting. One of my interview questions is, do you feel like you're more of a creative or logical person and why? So my answer to this question would be both. I am super creative, but very logical at the same time, which I feel like is vital for any entrepreneur and, quite frankly, anyone. So while I'm extremely creative with visions, ideas, and overcoming obstacles amongst many other life situations, I'm also extremely logical when it comes to structure, organization, finances, and many other life and business matters. So being creative and logical makes sense when you look at the true meaning and definition of what it is to be creative or to create something. So the creative process is the evolution of an idea throughout the transformation and as it evolves into its final form through a progression of thoughts and actions. The creative process involves critical thinking and problem-solving skills. So that right there shows that the creative process actually takes logical thinking as well. From songwriters to television producers, creative individuals generally go through several steps to bring their ideas to fruition, including preparation, incubation, illumination, evaluation, and verification. And in between these steps, oftentimes overcoming challenges and making detours along the way is part of the process. The creative process manifests in different ways and on different timelines for each person. Anyone who is able to unlock their creative potential goes through a similar process to bring an idea to life, but each journey is different based on the person and their mindset, circumstances, and process of bringing it to fruition. So when you hear people say enjoy the process or enjoy the journey, I know it sounds super cliche, but it's so true. I have learned to embrace the ups and downs and all the way arounds and the road to each goal I set for myself, because otherwise it can seem extremely impossible and so far-fetched. If you don't learn to enjoy the process, it can be daunting and overwhelming at times with the obstacles and detours that are going to be required along the way. And trust me, they will happen to create anything worth having. I have learned to take one step at a time, one day at a time, and even one task at a time, because it all adds up. And then one day you're like, oh my gosh, I did this. But it's truly never the end because you got to keep building. So let's get into the good stuff. One of my absolute favorite parts of creating something is the vision and the big picture. The vision is what inspires me and gives me energy. It's my why and connects me to my core values while keeping me grounded. My vision unlocks my deepest motivations, making me unstoppable while helping others make their passion a career. With a clear vision and a team that aligns with it, you're able to create something that can literally change lives and make a difference every single day. How freaking cool is that? As much as I prefer to focus on the big picture and vision, I also love the intricate details of the beginning stages. Well, maybe not all of them, but like things like creating the logo and picking the colors. I absolutely love that part. This may seem really small, but it's a huge part of a brand and can be so much fun to see it evolve over time. Thinking back to creating my med spa logo and choosing the colors brings a huge smile to my face because it fits everything about Skin Bee to a T. And it all turned out so perfect, even though I had really no clue what I was doing in the beginning. The same is true with the Hustle and Heart podcast logo. The colors and designs are everything and more than I could ever imagine. The heart, my initials, and the font are perfectly intertwined. And it didn't happen overnight. It took a lot of trial and errors, edits, and having the absolute best branding partner one could ever hope for. Then there's the name part of creating something. And boy, do I have a story for you, and it's a good one. So in 2017, just 3 short months before my med spa business was scheduled to open the doors, out of nowhere, I received a cease and desist letter from an attorney to dissolve my business name immediately because there was another med spa in Arizona with the same name who already had it trademarked. I was like, what? What does this even mean? What do I do? Who do I talk with? What the heck? Like, I had no idea what was happening. I thought I knew everything I needed to know about starting a business, and boy, was that a joke. But here I was with something I thought would literally break me. I had already purchased many items for the business with the name on it, including the business sign and the reception area sign, with thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars already invested at this point. Like I said, we were only a couple months from opening. And now I had to change my name? All I could do was bawl my eyes out. Literally. I remember sitting on my couch for 12 hours, crying and feeling so lost. But then I pulled myself together to figure out what needed to be done. The first 2 people I told were my life partner and my branding guy. I didn't tell anyone else for several weeks because, quite frankly, I was completely shocked and focused on finding a solution. So I spent several hours upon hours upon hours thinking of a new name, and this time I wasn't going to just take the first name that popped into my mind. I was going to make sure it had a very deep meaning with levels and levels of inspiration to me. I made list after list, Googled meanings, and had hour-long conversations with Keith, my branding guy. I cried, and then I would smile thinking about the opportunity to have a second chance to rename a brand that I know is going to be global one day. I've always been someone who can find positivity even in the darkest moments, but this situation made it difficult to find the good in that exact moment. I was completely heartbroken. But I knew that this had to be happening for some reason. Was it for a lesson? Was it because my brand deserved better? I wasn't sure at the time, but looking back, it was for both. So somewhere along the way, I read something about business names that made me think. It was about how most successful brands have a name that cannot be found in a dictionary, as in the meaning of the word or words is the brand. Think about companies like Coca-Cola, Nike, Lululemon, or Spanx, just to name a few. When you hear these words, what do you think of? You think of the brand. The brand is the definition of these words. This information was something I took to heart. I wanted the brand to be the definition of the name of my business. So let me take you through a glimpse of my mind and thoughts throughout the next several weeks after learning I had no choice but to change the name of my brand. So I was thinking, what words reflect our mission? What meaning did I want it to have? So after much thought, reflection, and consideration, the name chosen was SkinBee. S-K-I-N, B as in boy, E. All lowercase, including the S, except the B is capital, and it's all one word. So what is the meaning of the name, you might be asking? So the word skin is part of the name because of the mission and results behind everything we do to help our clients glow from the inside out. And where did the B come into play? Capital B, lowercase e. So most people automatically assume it's because of my name, Beth. And that holds true to a small degree, but wasn't how the name was chosen. Although I do like the personal connection between my name and the brand I am so proud of. The B part of the name came from a few things, starting with the confidence we want to help our clients build and the courage to just be you. Be beautiful, be unique, be free, be whatever it is you want to be, and do the impossible too. So we have the be what you want to be and do the impossible, which takes us to the next part of the name creation, a be, as in B-E-E, as in the creature. Is the definition of making the impossible possible. Based on physics, the bee should not be able to fly due to the weight of its body in comparison to the wings, but it flies anyway. The bee doesn't know it's not supposed to fly based on limitations other people put on it, so it does what others say is impossible, and you can too. Though a bee is underestimated because of its tiny size, it's a marvelous creature, and today a bee symbolizes hard work, dedication, and order in life. This is where the bee part of SkinBee came from, and for aesthetic purposes, I chose one E versus two. In summary, the meaning of the name SkinBee is to be the best version of yourself from the inside out, regardless of what that looks like to others, while conquering your wildest dreams, even when others may doubt you, because anything is possible with the right mindset. I also wanted to share this fun fact about brand names. I've been going to many conferences for topics on anything from leadership to aesthetics in an effort to continue my personal and professional growth. I also follow other successful entrepreneurs along my journey. One of those conferences that I attend each year is the 10X Growth Conference with Grant and Elena Cardone. While I was at that conference a few years ago, after renaming my med spa to SkinBee, Sarah Blakely, the world's youngest self-made woman billionaire and a complete badass inside and out, was one of the speakers and she talked about company names. She's the founder of Spanx, a company I'm sure many of you have heard about, but she started the company with only $5,000 in her New York City apartment in 1998. She discussed how many people have asked her how she created the name Spanx, which also has a really great story. And she pointed out that some of the most successful companies in the world have the k sound, including Nike, Spanx, and Coca-Cola, among many others. Of course, I couldn't help but smile from ear to ear that SkinBee is also in that groupie. So all in all, having the opportunity to recreate my brand with a stronger and solid foundation was a massive win when I look back on it. I won't mention the old name, although it would be easy to find if you really wanted to know, but looking back, I can't imagine it anything other than SkinBee. I learned lessons in the process of a name change, and I wouldn't want it any other way. For those of you wondering, yes, SkinBee is now trademarked, and I highly recommend you do yourself a favor and do all the hard work before selecting a name if you want to build a brand. What I mean by hard work is simply knowing that the name is something that should take deep consideration and do your research to be sure it's not already trademarked, which isn't the easiest task or something you can just Google. It takes a trademark attorney to find all the specifics. It's not easy, but it's worth it. The name change has been just one of the lessons I've learned throughout the creative process of building my businesses. The creative process can be so fun and full of learning and growth when you embrace it. And it's super cool to look back and think of how far you've come while also looking forward to plan where you want to go. That's what makes the creative process so fulfilling. And P.S., I also changed the name of my podcast from That Drip Life to Hustle and Heart before the launch because the original name didn't stand for the message and content I wanted to share. So after some additional thinking and following my gut instinct, Hustle and Heart has also been a motto of mine and part of my core values as a human and leader. So that was that. Now let's chat about innovation because it's a big part of my personal creative process. Innovation is something I focus on daily as part of my creative process. It's technically the process of developing a new idea or invention of a product or service. Innovation creates a value in the market for which the customer would pay for and satisfies the needs and expectations of the customers. But in layman's terms, it means evolving every day to become a better brand and team. I take great pride in innovation and focus on it every single day with all my business ventures. By continued education for myself and my team, evolving both personally and professionally so we can deliver the best, adding new advanced and cutting-edge treatments to our service selection, better content, updated amenities for my rental properties, the list goes on and on. But the key is you must create something different to really stand out and succeed. Being the same as everyone else and everything else isn't the key to success when creating anything in life. There are many theories out there on the creative process, but I truly believe it's unique to everyone. I could talk about creating for hours, but the main takeaway is to do something magical with your ideas. Don't just let them sit in your mind. Put hustle and heart into everything and make it happen. Enjoy the process, learn along the way, and don't let anyone tell you you can't do it. You'll change your own life and the lives of so many others because of the impact your idea has on this world. I hope you enjoy your week and find the courage to go out and create something amazing. Take that first step today. A decade from now, or even a year from now, you'll look back amazed at what you accomplished and created. There you have it, another episode of Hustle and Heart. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on your app and connect with me on social media so you don't miss a beat. I'll see you next time on the Hustle and Heart podcast.